Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Sam Palladio, as I live and breathe, here you are. I don't even know what to start talking to you about first, so let's just say hi. Hello.
How are you? Lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you as well. Welcome back to your homeland.
Thank you.
You're back a lot, though, aren't you?
I've been back and forth a lot this... Yeah, I've been in Europe a lot this last sort of 8 months, so... But it's always, yeah, it's always lovely to be back. In London, or in, I'm from Cornwall, you know, so
I know.
I always get a little Cornish trip down. But
have you ever filmed around there? Because they do a lot of filming around there.
They do. No.
Have you not?
It's such a shame. They also, they shot, you know, I live in a little village called Mara's Island, and opposite is St. Michael's Mount, where actually they shot a lot of House of the Dragon. So that's like, yeah. The castle on the island is Driftmark.
Yes.
So, you know, it was like, oh, come on, I want to get in House of Dragon so I can...
I want you to be in House of Dragon as
like,
well.
Like, live opposite the filming location.
Although, you know, it's a bit too close to
home. Maybe it's a little too close to home.
If I find... Have you ever worked really close to somewhere that you live? Because I, in New York for a time, many moons ago, worked at this bar in Hell's Kitchen. I lived on the block. Like, I didn't even have to cross the street.
Wow.
I was later for that job than I was for any other job.
Because
I was
thing.
Like, oh, it's right there.
I did a musical called Dreamboats and Petticoats when I first graduated drama school here in London. And it was at the Playhouse Theatre. And I got a room in a flat that was 45 seconds from the stage door on Villiers Street.
Yes.
So, like you say, oh, cool, my call time is 6 p.m. every day. So at like, you know, 5:57, oh, I might think about going to work. Always late.
Yeah.
Always late.
Always, yeah. I think, if you live too close, it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you don't want to shoot in Cornwall.
Yeah.
How do you feel like I say Cornwall? Because I'm always very conscious of it. Because I used to say Cornwall.
Yeah.
And
how you say?
My other half was like, you're hitting that wall too hard.
Right.
So I was like, oh, Cornwall. And I'm like, but nobody says Cornwall.
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 Yeah, I sort of swallow it. Cornwall. Cornwall.
Cornwall.
Cornwall, mate.
Cornwall.
You say it well.
Thank you.
You know, in the lots of friends over in, back in the States are like, Cornwall.
Yeah,
so I know what you mean.
Glastonbury.
Yeah, Glastonbury.
Yes.
Leicester Square.
Be fair, Leicester Square is tricky. But they've got Arkansas. Come on.
Right.
We're getting distracted.
We're just
hanging out. we're just catching
up. Are we on
air? I want to move to Cornwall.
Please do.
I really do. But
yeah,
again, my other half, always throwing spanners in the works. Too far.
It is.
Too far from what? Not too far from the beach.
Not at all.
Not too far from moonshine.
Apparently not.
Not too far from House of Dragon filming locations. Anyway, let's talk about what you're doing.
Okay.
There I was the other night. Turn on my TV. Didn't even mean to be honest with you. I knew you were coming in, so I was going to watch it at some point. But boom, it was on.
Oh,
and I was like, whoa, this is perfect timing. The couple next door. And here's what happened, Sam. I was like, oh, I've got the link, so I can watch this at any time. So I'm going to catch a little bit of it right now, and then I'll dedicate some time later. There I was for the whole hour.
Okay.
Gripped.
Great.
The Couple Next Door, Series 2.
Yeah.
It's on Channel 4.
Yeah.
This is a, in all senses of the word, a drama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So this is exciting. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, it's Series 2 of Channel 4's biggest show from last year, Series 1.
Yeah, it was huge last year.
It was a mega hit.
But by the way, I didn't watch that. You don't need to have watched that because it's a whole different thing.
It's an anthology. Yeah. So basically, you know, it's a psychological drama set in suburbia. And so Series 1 focuses on a couple and their neighbors and the things, basically kind of the things you get up to when you follow your
filthy
dark desires. And
yeah,
it's quite the show. Series 2 really ramps up a level from there, I think. So you're introduced to Myself, I play a character called Jacob, and Annabelle Scully, who plays my wife Charlotte. We're very successful medical team. She's a heart surgeon. I'm a lead anaesthetist. High flyers, you know, very comfortable in their life, but sort of at a bit of a crossroads. They don't have kids, you know. They're into mm-hmm. their sort of 40s, and life's fine, you know. And in walks this mysterious new nurse to the hospital
who from moves in Norway.
Next door from Norway.
Already, we're excited.
Bringing, oh yeah, exactly. Ooh, interesting. And you know, it's a drama that really explores what happens when lies, deceit, desire, all move in next door.
Yes, I'm so excited for the rest of this. Yeah. I don't want to get too ahead of myself because I kind of want to. It's one of those things I want to stay. Even though you very kindly sent me some links to see all of it, I was like, no, I want to watch it as it's going out because it feels like the type of thing that you want to talk about.
It's certainly a show. You know, when I watched season one, I could not watch the next episode.
Mm.
The stuff that happens, you're like, I have to see how this, how are they going to back out of this? Or where is this going? And certainly the first few episodes of our show, you go on a roller coaster.
I was emotionally drained after watching this. Your wife in the show, a bit difficult, I would say.
The relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A power struggle.
It is a power struggle. And Jacob's very, very aware of that. You know, also her... Charlotte's ex-boyfriend comes into the scene, played by the wonderful Sandal Rama Murthy. And so there's this tension, there's this jealousy, there's this, you know, he's very proud of what he does, and there's this power struggle because, and it's funnily enough, we actually went and did we went to the hospital and visited a live open heart surgery.
Did you?
For research, which was incredible. Fascinating and terrifying. But the lead anaesthetist who I was talking to and sort of being shown the workstation as they were doing this live operation was like, oh yeah, my wife's a surgeon and we, you know, we bicker, we do this and that. And he was very much the anaesthetist's thing, this sort of power struggle of like, well, it's our job to keep the patient alive, you know. Mm. We're protecting them against the surgeons. That was sort of his, like, him and his wife's little bit of banter. And I was like, this is so Charlotte and Jacob. This is, like, pearls of wisdom that we sort of pulled into the show.
Yeah, you were like, do you have a nurse from Norway that's moved next
door? Yeah. It's a reality show.
Let me tell you. Yeah. After you witnessed that, did it stick with you for a minute? Like, were you able to then just, like, go and have lunch? Or were you just like, whew, I need a minute here?
Well, I was also straight off a flight because I'd been back to Nashville to do one of our Nashville in concert shows at the Ryman. So I'd been in Belgium filming. I think I finished on, you know, 8 p.m. on a Wednesday night, flew overnight to Nashville, where we did a show in Atlanta, a show at the Ryman. I flew back overnight, landed, and had to literally go from the airport. They put me up in Amsterdam, drove me to Antwerp, straight into this open heart surgery. So it was the most bizarre travel day into some quite intense moments, but and I think the following day was our rehearsals in the hospital for all those sequences. So it was very fresh, and it was very, it was incredibly useful.
Also, I mean, it sounds pretty fabulous. I don't know if you just heard yourself or not, but it's a great life you got. Congratulations.
It's kind of fun. You know, I've been very lucky to, you know, try and balance a lot of plates, and it's, you know, music's a huge part of my life. I absolutely adore. I get to do incredible things like this show, and one's always pulling me somewhere, and this was very much the middle of that, doing a Nashville show in between heart surgeries.
picking up Gunner again.
Literally.
What were you filming in Belgium?
Well, that was this show.
Oh,
so
you
we shot the whole
in
thing in Antwerp. So it's a Belgian production company co-produced with Eagle Eye over here for Channel 4,
right.
But it all filmed in Antwerp.
Okay.
Where I spent the last sort of 4 months.
Amazing. Yeah. What a great place to live.
Set in Leeds, films in Antwerp.
Yes.
You know, it's fine. And I think a few people are picking up on that. This doesn't look like Leeds.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You nicely brought up Nashville, which leads us on to the next thing we have to talk about.
Yeah.
Nashville Encore Tour. Nashville Live in Concert, the Encore Tour.
Yeah.
It doesn't say the final Encore Tour.
Oh,
so
it never will.
Say.
I hope we never get to call it the final.
This is happening February next year. Newcastle, Manchester, Glasgow, Birmingham, London, Cardiff, Bournemouth. It's yourself, Claire Bowen, Jonathan Jackson, Charles Esten.
Yeah.
This, people just cannot get enough of this.
I know.
Isn't it amazing, though?
It's the gift that keeps giving. You know,
literally.
literally, we filmed Nashville in 2012, and here we are. It's going to be 2026, and it's probably going to be, I think, one of the biggest tours we've ever done.
Yeah.
And also, I can give you, maybe I'll give you a little exclusive.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
We're also taking the tour to Europe for the first time.
What?
We're heading to Germany.
Oh.
We're heading to Switzerland.
What?
Various other places. And so there you go.
That's amazing.
So February 2026 is going to be very, very exciting.
Wow. Do you think you'll go to Antwerp? Wouldn't
that be cool?
You'd be like, hey, you want to see some open heart surgery? I know a guy.
yeah.
Cool. Claire Bowen would black clean out.
Absolutely. Just flatline.
Yeah. Charles Esten would be convinced he could do it.
He'd be like, I can give me that.
Oh yeah, no, I got it now. Yeah.
Charles. You're very talented. But, you know.
That says so much, not just about Nashville, the show, but also country music and how that's growing. It makes sense that you're going into those places. And also, I know, you know, you said, okay, 2012, but there are people who are literally still discovering Nashville, the television
well, it's
show
timeless.
Now. One is sitting very close to you.
Okay.
Producer Adam literally just finished watching Nashville.
Wow.
And he comes in
full binge,
like telling me like it's news. And I'm like, yeah, like, hello.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
When I was 30.
I'm aware.
That's it. And the great thing is that I think it's the music that really was so well done, beautiful songs, and that's undeniable. And that's clearly why we get to tour, why we get to bring this music to the stage. And the show has this timeless feel because, you know, its heart is great country music.
Yeah.
Great songwriting, great storytelling, you know. And it's incredible seeing people discovering it still.
Yeah, it's great. And also, as we've said before, like it is the reason a lot of people got into country music.
Yeah.
So I thank you.
You are welcome.
We can't wait for that. February, it'll be here before you know it. Great, great Christmas gift.
There we go.
Those tickets, great Christmas gift.
Very good idea.
If you got a country music lover in your life and you don't have tickets already, that'll be nice wrapped up under the tree. I think the last time you were here, you had an album out.
Yes.
And maybe I'm conflating two times, but you were in Oklahoma. I feel like there were two things happening
yes,
then
that's
as
true,
well.
That's true. Well, when I was in Oklahoma, that was summer 2023, can you believe?
Okay.
Where has that gone?
That long ago.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. But the album came out, debut album came out in September.
Okay.
Which, you know, I'm so proud of. It's a long time in the making, but
it feels weird, debut album, doesn't it?
I know,
because everybody's
it does.
Known you for so long.
Yeah, but it takes time, honestly, and you know, when we were filming in Nashville, we were shot for 6 years, so there was always, and I was writing, and you know, there was all moments where we thought, okay, the show's going to finish, and I'll launch this music career kind of thing, and then the show would give us another season, and okay, back to work for 8 months. So that whole time period was amazing, and then, you know, a lot of life happened, and I lost my mom and various things that were hugely, you know, hugely challenging, but then actually post that I was able to kind of figure out what I wanted to write about, and the songs that had sort of come before were not shelved, but you know, put over there, and then this new batch of work became this album, like you say, it debuted 10 years in, but felt like, oh great, okay, I figured out what I wanted to say and who I was, and lived a lot of life at that point, and you know, my musical tastes are broad. You know, I grew up listening to rock and rap and metal and then discovered my sort of Neil Young and James Taylor folk stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like I managed to figure out a lane that is sort of indie Britpop Americana, you know, which is a little bit of everything, which I love. And so the record was out. The record's called The Perfect Summer's Day Before We Lost the Light, and that was a dedication to my mum. And so I'm really I'm thrilled that it's out in the world now. But, you know, it came out in September, then I went straight to Belgium in October to start this show, having really just kind of come off it. So I'm now, like, back into, right, music mode, let's get this record going. And
do you take your guitar when you go to do something
like that? Of
course,
of course.
You're that guy, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
You're like, hey, craft services, everyone.
When I go to set?
Yes.
Maybe, like, in a little... for the trailer, like I'm not like, hey guys, I just wrote this song after the heart surgery. It's called Shatter the Heart.
I was so inspired by this heart surgery.
Yeah,
I had
to
write a song.
Yeah, but you know, it's just lovely to be able to try and balance two careers.
No, it's great. And also, I mean, you've got a really strong line in Prince. as well, you know, like Christmas Prince.
Oh,
you want
right,
your
yeah.
Christmas Prince.
That's
Sam
it.
Gladio.
Well, that, every Christmas.
Because that's the gift that keeps giving
that
as well.
Really does. Yeah, it's another Nashville, you know, but just, yeah, princely, a princely Christmas-themed one. And also, you know, I wrote a couple of songs for those films that...
You're like, I just happen to have
lovely...
my guitar right here.
Yeah. I think I was actually filming some like, Christmas TikToks while I was in Belgium because it was snowing. It's like, right, somebody quickly film me. I got to do a reel, which was hilarious. But no, it's been good. I've sort of been back in Nashville this last month and... lots of new music. I got a handful of brand new songs as well. So,
oh yeah,
yeah, really, really exciting. Because
what are you going to do with those?
Well, I should probably put them out, shouldn't
yes.
I? Yeah, yeah. I should probably give you an exclusive.
You know, you can put them out. Like you could just drop a song, or you could wait and put together an album
or
an EP. Yeah,
I'm sort of figuring out what that's going to be now. Because because a lot of the material I wrote for the record was from a few years ago, and then actually. This last period of writing has been really quite prolific and fast, and the album took a long time to put together, but now I'm on this kind of path of not churning the songs out, but that things are just coming quickly, and I feel like maybe it's time to just start dropping some stuff.
You're in a fertile period.
Thank
artistically.
You. Yeah, artistically. I'm pregnant. Wait, no.
Congratulations.
With songs.
So many exclusives in this interview.
Lots of song babies.
Sam Gladio is pregnant with song babies. Please never say that ever again.
I don't want to,
Where do you consider home now?
I mean, it's Nashville and it's Penzance and the two very different places. But I mean, I've lived in Nashville for 13 years and I just got a new place actually there on the river, like a cabin. It's going to be my sort of new little retreat.
A cabin?
Yeah.
Like a log cabin?
Yeah, a log cabin on the river.
Amazing.
Just this, uninterrupted, 200 feet above the river, like little... and I saw it as an investment to be a songwriting space, a creative space. We could sit on the deck and have a cup of coffee. And
like
there, a bald
cabin.
Eagle flew over. It's like,
wow.
Oh, my God.
They're big.
Yeah.
They're surprisingly big, aren't they?
Yeah.
The
like
thing
a
about
cash
Nashville,
cabin, yeah.
Every time I'm there, I'm bumping into people. I'm not at, like... events that you'd expect to bump into people, like album launches or number one parties or whatever. But, at a Mexican restaurant,
Bell,
and here comes TJ Osborne, sitting down. It's that type of town, right? You see a lot of people when you're out and about?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I've just realised that the Brothers Osborne are like my new neighbours as well. It's like, oh, great.
Are they?
Yeah. So it's a small town. It's a little big town, isn't it?
There must be some new project you're working on that we don't even know about yet.
Well, the new project is really this new batch of music. So it's going to be the videos and putting all that together. I'm just having a string quartet play on a song.
A string quartet?
My friend Larissa Maestro, who's incredible, who does all the string arrangements for Margot Price, and she's been in touring with Hozier this last, last year. It felt like this particular new song needed some strings, and so things like that. So it's lovely to just kind of put my music head back on and be really excited about getting some stems sent through on a phone and having a listen. And literally the other day I was listening to these string arrangements sort of like crying because it had elevated the song to this point that I'd sort of had
on
in my head.
What's wrong with that guy?
Look at that guy. Is that Gunner?
Oh my God. That's
crying in his own song.
Is Nashville the thing you get recognized the most for? Does it depend on the season?
It does. It is kind of seasonal because the Princess Switch really was a bit of a global thing. So I do get that particularly around Christmas time.
Yeah.
Although throughout the year, it's like if I'm doing a TikTok live or if I'm doing something, it's like play Under the Tree. I'm like, no, it's July. No. There seems to be somebody everywhere that's seen Nashville, which I love, which is incredible.
Well, maybe this will be the next thing that you're
maybe
most recognized for, because I mean, the couple next door. If the rest of it's anything like the first episode,
there's definitely going to be a lot to talk about. These first few episodes, it's intense. My family are not allowed to watch.
The couple next door, series 2. It's on Channel 4 now. Nashville Live in Concert. The Encore Tour is happening in February. Your album's out there. There's more new music on the way.
Yeah.
Are you going to do a Nashville reunion, like actual TV thing? Because Charles was in here, and he couldn't have been more on board.
Oh, yeah.
He could not have been more on board.
I'm the same. I think it would be incredible. You know, you have shows like Suits or something that were a hit and then have disappeared and had a new life through Netflix. And I could certainly see a world where we get a reboot, and I'd be all for it. You know, even if it's in 20 years and then I'm the haggard old guitar playing Gunner. Yeah. Gunner's still alive.
Let me tell you.
No, I'm all for it. I think it's... It would be, you know, it's been a huge part of our lives, and it has, the train's never stopped, you know, because we've got to tour, because we've got to take this music across the world. So it's not something I'm ever trying to escape from. I'm really proud of it. So, hey, if there's a world where they want to explore that again, I'm all for it.
Well, enjoy your time over here, back Thanks, home. Man. Enjoy your time over there. I'll look for you're staying in the UK for a few months, right? Or are you back
a couple of weeks, and then I'm back to Nashville, and then I come back to do that festival at end of August, and then we'll see. Although I'll be putting some music out around that time, so.
Well, come on back and tell us about it.
Yeah, I'd love to, actually. Yeah, really love to.
All right, cool. Well, we'll see you then.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk Podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.